second aura is, again, another shorter aura. That is, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan said a very big chiddush, and Rabbi Elazar went to Beis Medrash, and he said over the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, but he didn't say over in his name. And Rabbi Yochanan was ikpid. Rabbi Yochanan got upset. He was very disappointed why Rabbi Elazar is saying over his Torah, and he's not saying it over in his name. And the Gemara said they tried to be menachem him, ikpid tvei, until Rabbi Yaakov Aridi came into Rabbi Yochanan, and he told him. The pasuk says, "Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe avdoi, kein tziva Moshe es Yeshua, v'chein asu Yeshua lo hiser dover mikol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe." So Yeshua ben Nun is saying over Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbi Yaakov asked Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, "You think every single time Yeshua ben Nun said over Torah, he would say kacham ar Moshe, kacham ar Moshe? No way! It would have been endless." Ella. Yeshua ben Nun was Yoshev Adairish, and everybody understood the Hakol Yoidin Shet Tairos Shal Moshe. So said Rabbi Yaakov Baridi to Rabbi Yochanan, Af Rabbi Lazar Talmidcha. Your Talmud Rabbi Lazar is Yoshev Adairish Stam. He sits and he darshins, the Hakol Yoidin, and everybody knows, Kishalchahi, that what he's saying, you're saying. And when he heard that, he said, Nichamtoni, and he said, Mipnei Ma, Iatam Yoidin Lefayez, Kibinin Chavre, how come you don't have him Lefayez me? The same way Ben Idi, maybe Idi, my chaver, his son, knows how to be Mephias. So he compared what Rabbi Elazar was doing to what Yeshua ben Nun had done as it relates to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramah Mipano in his Maimer Chikar Adin, and this is in, so the Ramah Mipano in his Maimer Chikar Adin, he says something that we've talked about in the past, and that is, he says that the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, he talks about the Madrega of Yeshua ben Nun, if I can find this. He's talking about the Madrega of Yeshua ben Nun. And he brings that the Pasuk says, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Ksoiv Zois, Zikorim Besefer, Vesim Ba'ozne Yehoshua. Ksoiv Zois, Zikorim Besefer, Vesim Ba'ozne Yehoshua. So Hashem tells Moshe, write this down and put it into the ears of Yeshua ben Nun. So in the beginning of this piece, it's in Maimer Chikar Adin, it's Chelik Chamishi, it's Perek Tes. So he brings something interesting. He says that Kfar Zohar HaChacham, the Chacham already mentioned that somebody once asked him and he pushed him to understand Pashup Shan in this Pasuk. What it means, Ksoiv Zois, Zikorim Besefer, Vesim Ba'ozne Yehoshua. So on the bottom of the Ramah Mipano, they say, who was this Chacham that the Ramah Mipano was referring to? So they bring that it was Ramosha Kardavera, the Ramak, the great Mekubal, the Mechaber of the Sefer Toimer Devaira. So in one of his Sforim, he says that he once had a conversation with a Yid. There was a Yid that came over to him, and he told him, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ksoiv Zois Zikorim B'Sefer, Vesim Ba'ozne Yeshua. So what does he should put it into his ears? So the Ramak told him, he says, doesn't mean he should put it in his ears. What it means is, he should tell it to him. But the Yid told him, Ein Mikri Yoytzim Edei Pshutai. We know that, right? There's one time Mikri Yoytzim Edei Pshutai in Yevamis. V'hoya b'chayr ha-shetelit. But other than that, it's always Ein Mikri Yoytzim Edei Pshutai. So he said, what's the Pashup Shah? So Ramak said, what do you mean? No, does someone mean, doesn't mean you put it in his ear? Physically, you take it and you write it and you put the Megillah in his ear? No, it just means you should tell it to him. But he said he didn't want to go. He says, no, I know there must be a Pashup Shah. So Ramak says, you know what? Those Vissim Shah? Ramak was the from Davia Mikubolus. He says, I'll tell you Pshat. And he sat down and he started telling him the Pshat, and he gave him a whole Kabbal. He gave him a whole Pshatul and Teres Anister. And the person looked at him and he had no idea what he was talking about. So he Vikara Olaf. This is all one of the Ramak's forum. He said on him, Dimaso Ashukim the Inwahem Menachem. Elush Divre Torah Ashukim the Genuva Me Ain't Sichlam. There are certain people that they're not shaykh to understand certain madregas of Torah. Meaning there was a Pashup Shat of Vesim Ba'ozne Yehoshua. The Ramak understood that he's probably not on the level of understanding it. He persisted. He explained it to him. He had no idea what he was talking about. And the Ramak was Kara Olav Mikra Hazed Dimaso Ashukim the Inwahem Menachem. This is the Hakdama of the Ramah Mipano to this piece here in Maimer Chikar Adin, Chelik Hamishi Perek Tes, and he starts talking a little bit about the Madrega of Yeshua ben Nun. And then he says a Dovah Niflah, something we've mentioned in the past, but the Ein Beis Medrash Boloi Chiddush. And that is, he said, there's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that Hashem told Yeshua, Rak Chazak Ve'ematz. Right? He tells him again, Chazak Ve'ematz, Chazak Ve'ematz. And he says, you have to be strong, and just like your predecessor, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a manik and he was stark. You have to be stark as well. But he told him, Rak Chazak Ve'ematz. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Rak Chazak Ve'ematz? So Abish was telling Yeshua ben Nun that you should go and you should make sure that you enforce your position as being the leader in Klal Yisrael. But at the same time, rak, meaning you have no right to tell the Yidin to be over al divrei Torah. And if you would tell a Yid to be over al divrei Torah, the Yid is not supposed to listen. That's the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Tes. Freit the Ramami Pano. He says, I don't understand. He says, that was unique and that was exclusive to Yeshua ben Nun. Any Navi that would go over to a Yid and he would tell him, the Eibishter came to me in a dream and he told me that I should tell you, be Michal Shabbos. Or he told me to tell you, you should stop keeping kosher. Of course he wouldn't listen. So why do we need a pasuk that Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun, Rak Chazak Ve'amatz, with a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Mem Tesam and Aleph, that if Yeshua ben Nun is going to tell the Yid in Lav Ra'al Divrei Torah, they're not supposed to listen. There's nothing so special, nothing unique about Yeshua ben Nun. This is true for every prophet that ever lived. Even though there's a concept of Nevuah, but at the same time, not Lav Ra'al Divrei Torah. A Navi doesn't have koyach to be Oker Dovim in a Torah. A Navi can't even say a pshan in a sugya because Torah is Levish Shamayimi. Kal v'chaymer when it comes to be Oker Al Divrei Torah. So Freit Der Mami Pano, what's Pashup Shan in this Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Tes? So the Ramami Pano says, it's Pashut, that you have to say that the Pshat is. That although it's emes, that a Navi doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the credentials to be Oker Dovim in a Torah, that's only if he's going to do it b'Oifen Kavua. But b'Hirah Shah, a Navi could be Oker Dovim in a Torah. And exhibit A for that is Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel. We know Eliyahu had a face-off with the Nevi Habal, and the way they were going to determine who was right and who was wrong is they were going to all bring a carbon, and they were going to see whose carbon was going to be answered. Now this happened on Har HaKarmel, not the Har HaBayis. It didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash, different mountain. And yet Eliyahu HaNavi brought carbonus, and he told the Nevi Habal to bring carbonus. How was he able to do that? You can't bring a carbon, it's Shchut Echot. The whole Perek in Mesach Tezvach, in Perek HaShoichet V'Amayla, it's a parish and parish HaZachrimos, there's a Chiv Kares. This is not something that you're allowed to do. So how is Eliyahu HaNavi allowed to bring a carbon? Behar HaKarmel, the Teretz is, it's a Sefri. It's learned from a pasuk. It says, Elof Tishmon, that if a Navi tells you to do something wrong, by Rasha, there's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa to listen to what the Navi says. Says the Ramami Pano, you want to know Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Tes? What the Gemara is saying is that even though every Navi has a din, like Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel of Elof Tishmon, that Dahira Shah, he's allowed to be Oikir Davim in a Torah. Yeshua ben Nun was different. Yeshua ben Nun did not have the right to be Oikir Davim in a Torah. Afilu Behira Shah. And that's Pshat in that Gemara. Oh, but the question is why? Why not? Why is Yeshua ben Nun any worse than any other Navi? Why does he have a din rak chazak ve'ematz? So said the Ramami Pano, that the Soyd HaDavar is based on a Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Hei Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that Pnei Moshe was Kipnei Achama, and Pnei Yeshua was Kipnei Alavana. Pasha, what the Gemara is saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone, Kikoran Orponov. Yeshua ben Nun's face also shone. The pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe, "V'nasato mehoitcha olav." So Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone, and Yeshua ben Nun's face shone. But the shine of Moshe Rabbeinu's face was much greater; it was more illuminate than the shine of Yeshua ben Nun's face. Thus, Pnei Moshe was Kipnei Achama, and Pnei Yeshua was only Kipnei Alavam. But said the Ramami Pano, we know that there's a fundamental difference between the oir of the sun and the oir of the moon. The sun is a source of light. The moon is not a source of light. All the moon does is it reflects the light of the sun. That's why, depending on what time of the month it is, where exactly the moon is relative to planet Earth, relative to the sun at that given time, that will determine how much of the moon you see. Because when you look up and you see the moon, the lit up part of the moon is really the moon reflecting the light of the sun. Because the moon itself has no earth. So says the Ramami Pano, that it's true, the Gemara says, that Yeshua ben Nun was Kepnei Alavan, which Mitzad Echad tells us about the Gevaldige Madrega of Yeshua ben Nun. He's not Kepnei Acham, he's not Moshe, but at the same time, he's still Kepnei Alavan. But really, licked in them, Nachan Oimek. And that is Yeshua ben Nun was only a moon. And because he was only a moon, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Leslo L'siara Migar Meklom, which in English means the moon does not have its own source of light. All it's able to do is to reflect the light of the sun. So the whole mitzias of Yeshua ben Nun was that he had the ability to reflect and to really be doila umashka, the oir that was Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Ramami Pano, it's true that every single Navi had a koyach, b'hirah Asha, to be oikir davar min ha-Torah. And simon davar is Eliyahu b'har ha-Karmel. So Eliyahu ha-Navi b'har ha-Karmel was able to tell the Yidden, and he was able to go bring Shchut Echutz, and not just that, with a mitzvah's Eser Deiraisa to listen to anyone that Eliyahu would have told b'har ha-Karmel to bring a korban. Because it says in the Torah, Elof Tishmam, and that's a real mitzvah's Aseh. But that's Eliyahu who's a Navi. But Yeshua ben Nun, although it's true he's also a Navi, but all he is Kipnei Alavana, the less low, the Sierra Migar Maklon. And he has no own ability, he has no zich in order to be Mechadish anything. Not only can't he be Mechadish mitzvahs, because that no Navi could do, but even at an Elof Tishman level, even by Rosh Hashanah, that's not something he could do. And that's why said the Ramami Panu Yeshua ben Nun was different, and that's Pshat in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Rak! Chazak ve'ematz, that when it comes to Yeshua ben Nun, don't listen to him if he tells you to be Oikudav Manatar. What do you mean? No one. No, even by Rosh Hashanah, ordinarily there'd be a mitzvah of Elof Tishman, even then you shouldn't listen to him. And then the Ramami Panu Kedarki Bakoidish, he starts mentioning different Ramazim. One of the Ramazim that he says is that Chazak ve'ematz, the words Chazak ve'ematz, are begematria Resh Nun Beis. It's 252. So he says, we know that a person has Resh Mem Ches Evarim. A person is made up of 248 Evarim. Stating that the Gemara B'chayr Staf Mem He says, that that's only a zachar, but an akeva is really made up of resh nun beis evarim. So chazak ve'ematz, in that, really, what Yeshua ben Nun is being told, and he's told again and again and again and again and again, that on some level, he's chalash. He's toshash koichai kin akeva. An akeva is a makabel. A zachar is always a mashpia. And that's this idea, because Yeshua ben Nun is only makabel. He's only a mushpa. His whole koyach is to reflect the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, because all he is kipnei levana. The Ramami Pano throws in also with Erech Agav. He says, chizik, you always find by Nekeva. Nekevas need chizik. And he says, that's the soid of ki chizik briche sharayach, which he says is the soid of tznios, which then means it's talking to women. And what's the next words? Beirach bonayach bekirbeh, which comes in the schus of tznios. The things he says are a mamish mavel al arayim. But either way, that's his yesoid. His yesoid is that pnei Moshe was kipnei achama, pnei Yeshua was kipnei alavana, which mitzarecha means that Yeshua ben Nun was kemat like a Moshe Rabbeinu. There are two great luminaries. There's the cham and there's the levana. Obviously, the greater one, the maragadol, is Moshe, but Yeshua ben Nun is far the marakatan. But with being the marakatan, comes an invoice. And the invoice is that all you are is a marakatan. All you are is a levana. You have the schus. You're that person that can reflect Teiras Moshe Rabbeinu. But all you're able to do is reflect. And as a result, whereas every other Navi has a din of Elof Tishman, Yeshua ben Nun, he did not have any din of Elof Tishman. I think it's pashit that this Ramami Pano is an oimek. It's a tifkait in the Gemara that we learned. The Gemara in Daf Tzadik Vavam and Beis. But the Gemara says that Yeshua ben Nun would sit and he would say Torah. And Vahako Yoidin says the Gemara, Shatayrasa Shal Moshe. Everybody knew that the Torah that Yeshua ben Nun was saying was the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why was it Hako Yoidin? Mechatesa! Maybe Yeshua ben Nun was saying a Chiddush. Maybe he said a Vart. You know what the Tifkait is? You know what the Oimek is? The Oimek is because Pnei Yeshua is Kipnei Alavana. Levana is Lesla the Siara Migar Maklum. Which means that he didn't have to say Kachama Moshe. It wasn't necessary. Because Yeshua ben Nun's whole Mitzias, his whole essence, this is the Levana. So the Levana, every single night when it comes out, have to say, you should know this light right now. It's not mine. I'm being Omer Dovah B'Shem Omer. It's like this. The sun will be Sifsos of Dovah's Bekever when it sets. Like this, everybody will know what's coming from the sun. Everybody knows. Because let's slow the Sierra Migar Maklum. Yeshua ben Nun was so bottle. He was so tuffle to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the moon to Moshe Rabbeinu's son, that it wasn't necessary for him to be Yoshe V'dorish and say, Kachama Moshe. That's the oimik, that's the tifkait in the mashal. Let's push it. The Hezbollah is this Ramami Pano. But if that's true, we know every single word in Chazal is bediktok. And we're zoicha only to understand a little bit. Always a shminish of a shminis of everything that we learn. But there's layers and layers of oimik. And I think it's push it, that if Chazal used Yeshua and Moshe as the mashal, this was the nechama that the Heilige Amora of Yaakov Aridi was mefayis Rabbi Yochanan with. On some level, what he was telling Rabbi Yochanan was that there's a nimshal that mirrors Yeshua and Moshe that's manifest with you and Rabbi Lazar. So this relationship between Moshe and Yeshua, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Achama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Alavana, on the nimshal side of the ledger, on some level, it's muchach, and with some oimik, needs to play itself out with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. So it got very, very late. We'll just end with this. There's a Gemara in Perek Ve'elu Magalchen. It's a Masechtes Ma'ikot and it's Tav Chofei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Kinoch Nafshid Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan was Nifter, so there was a professional eulogizer that got up and he gave him a hesped. Pasach Alei Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Elazar. And he said the following, Kosha Yoyim Li Yisrael. He said, today is such a terrible day. Ki Yoyim Bo Hashemesh B'Tzahrayim. It's like a day that the sun set in the afternoon. When the eulogizer, the Saftan, got up, and he was Masped Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan, on some level, was Oichat Hashemesh. Pnei Rav Yochanan was Kepnei Achano. Kimavur in this Gemara right here, where the Gemara says Rabbi Lozo was Rabbi Yochanan's Levana, where he would literally just say over Torah, Kachamai. He didn't have to say Kachamai Rabbi Yochanan, because it was so clear that all he is reflecting the oir of Rabbi Yochanan. And the oir of Rabbi Yochanan was like the oir of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Moshel, which is Kipnei Achama. Rabbi Yochanan's Kipnei Achama. And that's why he's the one Amora you find, that when the Saftan got up and he was Masped Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Kosha Yom Li Yisrael, Ki Yoim Ba Hashemesh B'Tzahrayim.